1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're doing our open phones here in the 6 o'clock hour. This is Alf in Ventura. Alf, how are you? Great. Alf, I can't hear you there, buddy. Alf, you there?
Yeah, how are you, Phil?
Good. How are you?
I called up. I was talking to your friend there, Mr. Schaefer.
My producer, Mike Schaefer.
Yes, sir. And I told him about a very wonderful woman that I knew.
Yes, sir.
Who I had to make a very tough decision for last year. And she was my wife.
And she died?
Yes, sir. I had to make the decision to, you know, pull a plug.
How old was she?
She was 56 years old. And her name was Marjorie. And she was the love of my life. I loved her very much. But she was in very, very bad pain. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is I told the man who answers your phone there, Mike Schaefer, who's a very nice man.
Mike's a great guy, real pro.
And he said, I said to him that anybody who is in a position to that, where you have to decide on euthanasia, you have to decide on pulling the plug on somebody, this is a very, very difficult decision.
Well, I know it is. I had to make the decision for my dad. He was very sick, and the doctor asked me, do you want to artificially respirate him? And I said, no, I know my father wouldn't want that. And when he died, you know, and that was, God, that was 12 and a half years ago. He's 72, 12 and 82. He would be 86 now. Or 85, I guess. Anyway.
But it's a difficult decision.
Yes, it is. Very difficult decision.
But she was.
Well, let me ask you something, Alf. You say she was in pain, so why would you fault yourself for this decision?
Because, you know, you're always second guessing, but she did have terrible migraine headaches. She had fallen the previous year and had a trick knee, a very painful knee problem. And when you're getting old like we were, you get worried. And so I felt it was in her best interest to somehow try to alleviate the pain.
And what decision did you make? What did you do?
Well, the quality of life, Phil, you know, when someone you love is their quality of life had gone downhill. And she had been a very young and vibrant woman that I had married. And now she was a woman who was constantly in pain. And I would be up at all hours trying to deal with that. And finally, it dawned on me that I should end the suffering. And the decision to use euthanasia is such a serious decision, you know, that you pull the plug on somebody. So that, to think about it, and that's what I was doing.
So you were telling Mike about that. All right, so she, when you say you pulled the plug on her, what did you do?
I used sleeping pills.
Did you do this with a doctor? Did you do this with a doctor around?
Dr. Kevorkian, I've been reading up on him, and I've been reading up on the...
No, but what I'm asking is, was she in the hospital?
I gave her sleeping pills. She was in a lot of pain, and no, she was not in the hospital at the time, but she'd been in the hospital for a knee. But I gave her sleeping pills, and then I very gently put the pillow...
Where did you put the pillow?
Over her face.
I'm going to ask you a question here, Alf, and I hope I get the right answer.
Yes, sir.
Your wife was in pain, had bad migraine headaches, so you gave her sleeping pills and put a pillow over her face. Did she consent to this? I mean, because, you know, there's a fine line between euthanasia and murder.
No. Euthanasia, this is euthanasia, because it's when somebody is in pain. She wanted her pain to end. She told me that. And I resent any idea.
No, I'm sorry, but you said that you gave her sleeping pills.
She wanted her pain to end. And
well, okay, all right, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry to hear that.
She was in a great deal of pain.
So you gave her sleeping pills and put a pillow over her face.
Yes, sir. But she's with me.
Can I ask you was there a coroner's report?
No, she was in a great deal of pain. We buried her. It was a dignified ceremony that I had. I buried her in the mountains. She always loved the mountains.
And you buried her?
We had a very private, dignified ceremony because a lot of people these days, Mr. Andrew, you're not an old man, so you don't have to worry about this. But a lot of people these days have a very private, dignified ceremony now. We don't go to these funeral parlors or anything like that. You simply wrap the body in a sheet. I buried her in the mountains off the side of a road.
And I, did you have a service?
Yes.
Well, how many people were there?
It was just me.
You wrapped her in a sheet and carried her up to the mountains and buried her up there?
It was a service that we had.
I want to find out. Your wife, you gave your wife sleeping pills, put a pillow over her face, smothered her, wrapped her in a sheet, and took her to the mountains.
Yes, sir. What is the problem?
This is euthanasia.
My wife was in pain. Ain't you seen these people? These old people do it all the time. When all of a sudden I can't do it? My wife was in pain.
You see these old people do it all the time. There's a woman who, or a man who is terminal, and they do it.
Right.
So tell me about the ceremony that you had.
It was a dignified ceremony. It was right off of a highway up here in the Angeles National Forest. I dug a very beautiful grave for her. I said a few words, and I rolled her in.
You rolled her in?
Yes, sir. Mr. Henry, this is my wife, who I loved very much.
I understand that.
And I would never do anything to disgrace her.
Yes, sir. But you're saying that you had a dignified ceremony, it was just you?
Yeah, and then I rolled her into the pit. And it was as dignified as I could do it under the circumstances.
What circumstances could...
Well, a police cruiser came by. There were some things that happened. But a lot...
So a police car came by while you were rolling your wife into a pit that you dug up in the Angeles National Forest after you smothered her and put...
Now, wait a second. This is what she would have wanted, and I really resent immensely the way...
I'm not spinning it any other way than the way you told me. You said you euthanized your wife. She had migraine headaches...
She was in intense pain. You ask anybody with migraine headaches. She was in intense pain. And I did what any loving husband would do. I smothered her with a pillow, and I buried her in an unmarked grave off of Angeles Crest Highway. Very dignified. Hello?
I'm listening to this.
Very private.
Very dignified and very, very private.
And I am calling, and she kept waking me up at night to get her aspirin, all the pain that she was in. And I'm calling to let your listeners know that euthanasia and pulling the plug on somebody is a very difficult decision to make. Because
I understand that, and I told you that I had a father that I had to make that decision for. But he was a man who was dying from pneumonia, and he was a man who was dying from a series of strokes. He was 72 years old, and the doctor told me that he would have to be artificially respirated.
Well, then why can't you understand me? What?
There's something about your story. I understand you, and I'm awfully sorry. There's something about your story that I don't understand.
The drugs she was taking for her migraine headaches would have killed her.
What was she taking?
She was taking Tylenol with codeine. That would have killed her eventually. And I did what I think any husband would do. You would do.
If my wife was having migraine headaches, I don't know that I would smother her with a pillow and roll her into an unmarked grave in Angeles National Forest and call that euthanasia. I mean, I just don't know.
Then you don't understand what it's like to be old, mister. And you don't understand what it's like to have a woman you love very much who's in serious pain. What else would you call it? If it's not euthanasia, what would you call it? And don't say that word that you said.
The murder word?
How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? I love my wife very much. We were together for 33 years. Marjorie and I went everywhere together. And when she could no longer cope with the migraine headaches that she was having and a trick knee, she was dead. She couldn't play tennis anymore. You can't play a game that you love your whole life, and she loved tennis. There's only one thing to do. Have your husband smother you with a pillow.
Well, how often did she play tennis?
Every day, and she was down to maybe one set a week. She used to play tennis. She used to go sailing. She used to go shopping. She had to wear this big knee brace. Oh, God.
right, now pull yourself together, okay? I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry, all right? I didn't mean to disgrace your marriage.
God, oh, good Christ. Nobody understands.
I understand. And I'm sorry that you had to use euthanasia on your wife.
You know, she used to cook me dinner, and after she got sick, I had to make dinner for myself. And when your home gets into such a chaotic and dissolute state as that, when I'm actually having to make my own dinner... She used to make it every night. You got to do something.
You want to talk to Mike some more?
I wanted to talk to Mr. Schaefer because I had something I wanted to give him. He's a nice man.
All right, hold on. Let me, there, Mike, talk to the gentleman. This guy was, he says he euthanized his wife because she was in serious pain. But I didn't know that giving sleeping pills and smothering them with a pillow... 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Henry Show. To work. That's what this music sounds like, doesn't it? Look at America, running hither and thither. Welcome, America, to Phil Henry. 1-800-449-8686. And Alf, you with me, buddy?
I'm right here, Phil.
This is Alf. He lives in Ventura. His wife, a year ago, died. He was a party to euthanizing her because she had severe pain, and you had a dignified ceremony with her. I'm sorry if I offended you.
Well, you're making it sound like something dirty, sir, and it wasn't anything dirty.
All right, I wanted to get the facts. You gave her sleeping pills and smothered her with a pillow and then buried her...
I didn't roll her into an unmarked grave. I buried her with dignity.
You were the only one at the ceremony.
Yes, I was.
Were there any grave diggers?
No, I did that. I live on a fixed income, Mr. Henry, and I cannot afford... the ornate funerals that people give their relatives. Do you know how much it costs to bury somebody these days? It's enormously expensive.
I understand that, sir.
So I did it myself. I dug the grave myself.
Did she have a coffin?
I had her wrapped in a blanket.
And into the hole she went?
I did it very, very respectfully.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Austin on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to ask the gentleman if they tried any other pain medications besides Tylenol number 3 with codeine.
Well, I don't know. Whatever we got at the store, Excedrin or something like that.
Over-the-counter pain medication is for something like menstrual cramps or very mild pain, a sprained ankle.
I took that Tylenol with codeine. That stuff kicked my rear end. I don't know why it wasn't helping her.
For people with migraines, they require something a lot stronger, oftentimes, especially women.
When she was in terrible pain, I had no choice.
You had no choice. You had no choice except for her to take Tylenol number 3.
I had no choice. The only thing I could do was smother her with a pillow. Are you a doctor?
No, I'm not a physician, but I am an addiction medicine specialist, and I do know that on the spectrum of narcotics, that is a very mild, low-end narcotic.
Well, I don't know, but I mean, I don't have access to these things. But
I would think that there are other options before you choose euthanasia in that situation.
Mr. Henry, she was in terrible pain. Terrible pain.
Did you see a pain management specialist?
I don't know. Some guy.
Some guy. What, was he a doctor?
Some guy she'd been going to.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. Here's Lake Forest on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
I've been listening to this, and I had to pull off the road because I'm so outraged that I just cannot get over this.
Yeah, I'm outraged that I lost my wife, who I love very much.
Excuse me for a second, please. I truly sympathize with you. It's a horror to lose anybody, and it's a horror to have migraine headaches. I suffer from them myself.
Yes.
However, I'm the same age or just a little bit older than your wife was, and it wouldn't even enter my husband's mind to do something so outrageous as to put an end to somebody's life because of pain. People live with worse pain than that and endure worse pain than that and go on and live and
wait
make
a
life
for themselves. You're talking about a woman who was very vibrant. Do you know how much she loved? You know how much she loved tennis?
It doesn't matter. Tennis doesn't have to be played. And wait a minute. Excuse me. The thing that I see here is that you are a very selfish man for having to do such a terrible thing because you didn't want to cook dinner for yourself.
Wait a second, what do you mean selfish? What do you mean? My wife used to cook. She used to cook me dinner every single night of my life.
You can call out for pizza. I don't care what it is. Because somebody can't cook you dinner is a reason to end her life?
Do you know that what it's like to be awakened 15 times a night because she needs a pill?
It doesn't matter. I would wake up 1,000 times a night.
What the lady, this woman is saying, are you sure that euthanasia is what you want to choose because your wife isn't cooking you dinner anymore?
What are you kidding? What are you people talking about?
That's what
you know, you must
said.
Be some kind of a generation that I don't understand. Why does
Me
your
too.
Wife have to cook your dinner?
Every night, Marjorie cooked my dinner.
Who cares? What's the difference? What's
there's
the
only
difference?
One
Who
thing,
cares about a dinner?
As far as
her
I'm concerned.
Her life is important.
There's only
we
one
thing.
Do you
the
cook
medical
your...
help that she needs, not the dinner. Who cares about the dinner?
Do you cook your husband's dinner?
You want to know something? I am parked in front of a restaurant right now because I just got out of work and I had a hell of a day and I'm too tired to cook. So
and
I'll bring something in rather than put myself out or put
wait
him
out. Wait a second.
Out.
You don't cook your husband dinner and he lets you live?
Are you serious?
You know that it was unbearable
you know
for
sir?
Not only...
You need a psychiatrist.
No, I don't need a psychiatrist. I loved my wife. I loved my wife very much. We were
Nobody
married for 30
that.
Years. It was
Nobody
unbearable.
Nobody doubts that. I married 33 years also. Nobody doubts that you love her.
I will tell
her.
You that it was unbearable not only for her, but it was unbearable for me.
But that's what's the more important thing to you.
Well,
is
yes,
that it was
of
unbearable
course.
For you.
Of course.
And that's selfish. It was unbearable for you, so you couldn't do anything else with her. So you
killed
her, and you said we gave her a dignified burial. It wasn't a we, it was a you, and you murdered this woman, God damn it.
How dare you use that word? How
I
dare
use
you
over
use
and over
that word?
Again. You should be in jail.
I love this woman very much.
Yeah,
and
I
how dare
you? You should be in jail.
Do you know the hell that she put me through with the
it
pain?
It doesn't matter. Your pain is not.
Is that a reason to smother her with a pillow because you couldn't get any sleep?
What are you talking about? It's like I'm not even in the world anymore. You two people don't make any sense at all.
We
I wasn't
don't make
sleeping.
Any sense.
I had to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
You need a psychiatrist.
God damn you people!
You watch your language.
God damn you!
You know
you
what,
watch
Phil?
Your language, okay?
Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to have to hang up.
All right, I don't blame you.
Your blood pressure? That woman used to cook me dinner. Now I got to make my own?
Isn't that a shame? Isn't that the most awful thing that could happen to somebody?
You're the one who's
cook
not cooking dinner.
Dinner.
You're the one that's not cooking your husband dinner, and he
hey,
allows
listen.
You to live. I don't
you know
understand
what?
That. She never
microwave
loved
microwave dinners.
What?
Pop something in the microwave.
Oh, boy. If you were my wife, there's a pillow waiting for you.
Well, you know something? If I had you in front of me, I would drag you to a psychiatrist because you're a crazy person.
I'm crazy.
And you
I
know
loved,
what? Phil?
I loved my wife very much.
All right, ma'am, I understand.
I love my wife very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
I'd have a pillow with your name on it. Did you ever not cook me dinner?
Oh, boy.
This man is insane.
Oh, I'm insane?
Absolutely.
My wife was in pain. I put a pillow over
okay.
her mouth.
I'm hanging up
I put
now.
Her into a grave myself,
I'm
and I'm
up
insane.
Now. Goodbye.
Thank you.
I'm insane because I put her in a hole off the Angeles Crest Highway, and I'm insane. What a selfish B-I-T-C-H.
Watch your language, sir. We're hearing you out. I'd like you to hear our listeners out tonight. And what is that crack supposed to mean? You don't cook your husband dinner and he lets you live. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't get what it is. She said she didn't cook her husband dinner.
Yeah.
And he lets her live.
1-800-449-8686. Hold the line here, pal. Are you getting this guy's story? He says he euthanized his wife because she had severe migraine headaches. And when he says euthanized her, he gave her sleeping pills and smothered her with a pillow. Then he had a very dignified private burial. Sounds to me like he put her body in the trunk of the car and dumped her in a hole. Or am I just... Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Visit our website. What's the new thing we have on the website? We got some great audio clips from the show on the website. We have a 5-day archive on our website. So if you miss the show, you can go to philhendryshow.com. Not only hear that the last 5 days worth of shows, but we also have some classic clips archived there. We're rather proud of our audio files. And it's extensive, and Craig's been working on it. And thanks to Bill Key, as in Zling, for his help. So we've got a very nice archive section there on our website and some other things. Just go to philhendryshow.com. Don't forget about the Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD coming in the can, thanks to you. We get this gentleman back on the phone here, 57 years of age. His name is Alf. He's from Ventura. And he was involved in what he calls the euthanasia of his wife. Can I ask you a question, Alf? Are you there? Is the gentleman there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
I very much resent, sir, the implication that there was wrongdoing.
I want to ask you a question. Was your wife popular with your neighbors?
My wife knew some of our friends, yeah.
Do they ever ask what happened to her?
You know something? I believe that it's something that people should be brought into very slowly. It was a shock for me to lose her. I know it would be a shock for them.
But do they know that she's dead?
They do not yet know, no.
Well, where do they think she is?
I have told them, Ms. Henry, that she is visiting friends in Minnesota.
All right, here is San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah. How you doing?
Yes.
I broke my back in 89, had surgery again about 2 years ago. I've been living on morphine my whole life. Well, I should say my whole life since then. And there's doctors out there that can take care of the pain. And I've learned to be able to adjust to it.
Well, I wish I had that information.
It's called going down to your local doctor, you know.
I didn't have that information.
You don't have a phone book?
I did what I could do. I did the best I could do.
Pretty pathetic.
Pretty pathetic?
Yeah.
You should be me. You don't know. You not me.
No, you should be me, and then I'd be living a better life. Because, I mean, I live in hell. You were saying that your wife was very athletic.
RHMO wouldn't
hey,
let
I was
me
a black
anymore.
Belt in martial arts. I learned Tai Chi. I got, you know, Hapkido.
I've done
that all my life since I was like 12 years old. I cannot bend over and touch my toes anymore.
Well, why don't you work out?
I got spinal problem, nerve
He's got
damage.
A spinal problem. He has nerve damage. Can you walk, sir?
Oh, yeah, I walk. Because,
okay,
I mean,
well,
consider yourself lucky, then, that you can walk. A lot of people break their back.
No, I consider myself lucky. I'd love to just shoot myself tomorrow. I'd love to shoot myself right now, but it's called, you know, you got to live with it. You got to keep
what do you mean,
living.
Live with it. The lady was in pain. My wife was in pain.
I'm in pain. My right leg feels like it's been boiling water. You don't know what nerve damage
is. Then you know what it's like. Then you know what it's like. So I did her a favor.
You didn't do her a favor. I mean, I wish she could come back and kick your ass.
What,
you want her to cook? You know what? I favor the fact that I am a chef. There are things in my life that I've learned to do. I can't do my martial arts anymore. I can't do my... I mean, I was 275 pounds. I used to push weights.
I can't do that anymore.
I've learned to do something else. I sit behind a computer and I key punch.
I couldn't live with it.
Well, then you need to see a psychiatrist.
Are you married, sir?
Yes, I am.
Well, how does your wife live with it?
She loves it.
Loves it?
Yes.
Do you know
that? She loves it. She's upset, of course, that I hurt. But I tell you what, she's the best thing going for me. She's what kept me going.
What about making love? Can you do that?
Oh, come on. You don't have to ask questions like that, all
right? She does it.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
Lay back and let her rock.
Let me ask you a question, okay?
Go for it.
My wife used to cook me dinner every night.
I cook dinner for my wife.
What?
And I hurt like hell. I can cook
Here's
her some of the best Sichuan.
Listen
to this.
I can
cook her some of the best Italian. I can go out and I can throw a hamburger on the grill.
But, mister, you're
What's
crazy.
What's wrong with that?
Are you telling me?
Onions,
so you've had a spinal injury.
Yes,
and
I do.
You still cook your wife dinner?
I do it because I love her, and I do it because I got to live.
Mister.
You don't know what living is
about. Comes a time when you grab a pillow when that woman won't cook you dinner anymore. I grabbed a pillow. I did what I had to do.
Well, I can only hope that there, you know...
Why do I have a problem?
Well, I can only hope that it sounds to me what you did was illegal.
Well, you're nuts.
Very. The next thing I was going to say is he needs to find a good attorney.
How can you
smother
a woman with a pillow, put her in a grave? You said that you had to interrupt the ceremonies because a police cruiser came by?
That it was a private ceremony, yeah. Why? What are you saying?
What are you running from a cop for?
I'm not running from a cop.
So you killed her and you haven't told anybody.
I'm telling you right now. And
hey,
you with your spinal problem, cooking your wife dinner. Buddy, you ought to... I don't know why that woman's still alive. And I didn't kill my wife. I euthanized her.
All
right.
Because I enjoy life.
Yeah, and you're living through it. I thank you for your call, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Clifton Park on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
There's no doubt about it. This clown murdered his wife.
No, I did not, and you don't understand what it means.
I hope that the Ventura DA gets a hold of you.
And,
sir, I
want to
tell you something else. There's a special place in hell for people like you.
Why? Because I helped my wife. She was in pain.
And I hope that you rose for eternity.
She was in pain.
You son of a gun. You couldn't, I mean, how selfish can you be? How absolutely selfish and mindless can you be?
And I'm supposed to let her live in pain?
It's disgusting. And you get on the national TV show.
Yeah, the national TV show. Somebody ought to euthanize you.
I didn't even believe this was a real phone call.
Somebody ought to euthanize you. We're not on a TV show, okay?
You need to go.
All right, okay. San Pedro on a Phil Hendry Show.
Well, what'd you hang up on him for?
Because you guys weren't listening to each other. San Pedro, yes.
I'd like to speak to the gentleman.
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Sir,
I smothered my wife.
How could you play God with your wife?
I didn't play God.
How could you do that? What kind of heart do you have?
I didn't play God.
Absolutely.
She had bad headaches.
She had bad headaches, but there's things like surgery. There's things like doctors to help her.
Are you single?
No, I am married, sir.
You can cook?
Yes, I can.
There you go.
And also, I was in a car accident. I had 4 surgeries. I'm up for a 5th one.
Really?
And I have pain constantly.
You say it like you're going to win an Oscar. I'm up for a 5th one.
Fibromyalgia.
She's talking about surgery.
Yes.
And I'm living with my pain. I'm in pain night and day, constantly walking. But nobody has said that they would take me out of my misery by putting a pillow over my face.
You know something? It was the saddest day of my life when I had to walk over to my wife holding a pillow and press it to her face.
Well, sir,
and I had to hold her down while she struggled.
Well, of course,
oh,
because
my
you were
God.
Murdering her.
Oh, my God. What
you
are you saying?
You were outright murdering her. And you know, sir, you're not that old.
You know, you people are melodramatic.
Melodramatic?
You have just killed someone.
You smothered your wife, put her in an unmarked grave, hit from a police cruiser?
I'm looking for a woman that can cook. Is that something terrible?
Well, if I was a woman that can cook, I sure wouldn't want to meet up with you.
I thought you said you were.
I can. I have a husband.
She's married.
You know,
God damn it.
Anson's National Forest is a huge area.
You got that
Somebody
right.
Somebody should go up there and dig your wife up and have you arrested.
Why? So you got another pain in the ass with a migraine headache. Look it.
I don't have migraine headaches. I have everything else.
Everybody else there.
But I don't have migraine headaches. You are a murderer, sir, and you can try to negate this situation any way you want to.
I think you need a psychiatrist.
You are a hardcore murderer,
yes.
And you need
nice
to be
talk.
Arrested.
Nice
and,
talk.
You know, if I knew where you were, I'd bring the detectives to your house and arrest you this evening.
What are you talking about?
You heard what I said.
Didn't you see that movie where Robert Young shoots his wife? Why can't I do the same thing?
This is not
That's
a
movie, you
this
idiots.
It's real life.
It's real life.
And they would probably give you capital punishment because that was murder. She probably got on your nerves and you wanted to get rid of her.
Wait a minute. I thought it was euthanasia.
You need to look euthanasia.
Isn't that what they call it?
The dictionary or the encyclopedia because you have the wrong idea.
All right. I'd be happy. Do you know, how do you spell euthanasia?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well,
I'm
the,
not
what,
sure
Mr. Henry?
Because I don't use that.
Yeah,
in my
it's spelled
EU.
Let's see, euthanasia. EU. What do you mean, how do you spell euthanasia? Why don't you find...
What?
A-S-E.
I-A. S?
Euthanasia. But you know what, sir?
That bitch drove me crazy. Get me pills, get my dinner, wash me.
You to yourself because I know after this, some policeman is listening to you, and you're going to be arrested.
I thought euthanasia was legal.
Buddy, it ain't legal. Even Kevorkian found that out. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Okay? Thank you, dear. I got to move on to Sun City on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yes.
Yes, I wanted to talk to Al about his wife with migraines.
My name is Alf. It's Alfred.
Oh, Alfred.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry.
Yeah.
You know, have you never seen the commercials on television about the migraine medications they have now?
No, ma'am, I don't watch a lot of television.
Well, you know what? You and your wife could have had very, very many years together of happiness. Because they have shots that
do.
You can give yourself at home that
will
end the migraine in 5 minutes.
Well, what am I going to do now?
Well, it's a little late now, but you know what you really need to do is you need to go turn yourself in and ask for some psychiatric care.
I agree.
Yes, and...
What are people talking about?
Alf,
because you don't even understand
what you
said.
Did, yeah.
And you need
throwing somebody into an unmarked grave wrapped in a blanket, that's not called a private ceremony. That's called covering up a crime.
That's right.
I think you're both nuts. I think you're both nuts, and you both need a psychiatrist.
Well, that's the way crazy people talk.
Are you single?
That's right.
Are you single?
Oh, I am now, but
honey,
I sure ain't looking for you.
Can you cook?
No, I'd be dead in 5 minutes if I was with you.
That's pretty straight ahead if you can't cook.
No, I can cook, but not for you.
Yeah, well, you probably don't.
You
cook.
Wouldn't like
you
me.
Don't cook
I've got
good
migraines and all kinds of surgery
whatever.
In my background.
Thanks very much for your call.
She can't cook because she's got migraines. She's dead before she hits the door.
Okay, thank you very much. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
+1 800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
I'd also like to remind all of you that you can send your email comments to The Phil Henry Show by simply sending them to phs@philhenryshow.com. Yes, send your email comments to phs@philhenryshow.com. They may be read on the air. Make sure you sign your name to it so that we know who you are and where we can get to you. Bud Dickman is here with our uplifting email of the day. Bud?
We got a very nice email, a man.
Okay, and you're going to read it?
I thought this email, Phil, contained a very interesting program advice.
All right, let's hear it.
All right.
And who's it from?
This come from John McElroy, McElroy. And he live in Indian.
What do you mean he lives in India? Let me see that. He lives in Indian Wells, California.
Right.
He live in Indian.
Right. Tell Phil to stop being mean to Bud. Bud is the only nice guest he have. Bud may be simple-minded, but he has good heart. On Friday, Phil, when he left for his vacation, he yelled at Bud, he's a dick brain. Phil is a dickhead. And Bud should have his own show. Call it the Bud Dickman Show. Phil Henry is a major, major, major dick brain. Bud, you're good. P.S. I love your top 10. You rule. Tell that dickhead Phil to get off your back. Sincerely, John McElroy of the Indian Well, California. So there you go. Okay, Phil, is our uplifting email of the day.
You call that uplifting, huh?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, yeah, because he was commenting on you, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
And yet, whenever my name was mentioned in that email, I heard the term dick brain.
Oh, yeah, I didn't...
Oh, didn't notice that, did you?
No, I was just... So you say uplifting, I was just noticing how... Lifted me up.
Yeah, it lifted you up, like yesterday's lifted you up, too.
Yeah, it did.
But the fact that we're scum on the bottom of the shoes of scum?
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I forgot all about
that. Yeah, you forgot all about that. You remember what I said to you yesterday?
Look, Phil.
No, do you remember what I said to you yesterday? Do we have to have these conversations? This is the uplifting email of the day. And you read to me some hate mail that comes from some guy in Indian Wells who calls me a dick brain.
Oh, get over it.
Oh, get over it, huh?
Yeah, you know, you're very... Thing I noticed about you is you can't take criticism.
This is not about taking criticism. This is called the uplifting email of the day.
Oh, y'all, you want to make people email a suck butt?
No, I don't want a lot of butt sucking, but I would I mean, you read an email where the guy is basically bagging on me.
And saying that he want to hear the Bud Dickman show. That's the thing about you. You're jealous on account of the Bud Dickman show.
No, I am not. Hold on, Bud.
No, that's what it is. Now, see, that's all about. Because you want a Bud Dickman show, you're jealous about that.
Why would I be jealous about that? I got my own show, okay?
Phil, you're hypersensitive time to tiptoe around the time bomb folks. You better tiptoe around them.
Tiptoe around the time bomb folks? I didn't...
I mean, when somebody call up and call you a dickhead, smile through it. Laugh it off.
Oh, okay. Laugh it off. You know something? You are really something else. Who's this? David?
Yeah, right. I'm listening to you again, getting on this kid's back.
You call in, and he not listen to me, Mr. Hall.
I know, but I'll handle it. What's with you?
Do you know what the name of this segment is?
Uplifting Email of the Week, yeah.
Okay, he gets on, and he reads an email that says, I love Bud Dickman. Phil Henry's a dick brain.
What about it?
What about it? That's not uplifting.
Why can't you take criticism?
What criticism?
Why can't you take constructive criticism?
That's constructive criticism, huh?
That's exactly what that is. That's what Bud's trying to say.
How is that constructive? More Bud Dickman, less Phil. He's a dick brain.
I think it's helping the show go in a direction.
Yeah, it's taking us in a new direction.
Yeah, put Bud on more and Phil on less.
Well, that's what
You're jealous, Mr. Hall.
I know, Bud.
Top 10 is getting too big, Mr. Hall. Say he love a top 10 show and a listener love a top 10 show. You be jealous.
I don't care about your rotten top 10 show, okay? Which you butchered Six Ways to Sunset the other day.
How do you do that?
By playing Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan and telling everybody it's Destiny's Child.
Well, I did not know the difference.
I told you, they didn't know the difference.
Oh, yeah, they didn't know the difference at all. They're just a bunch of morons out there. And when they hear the Stones with Satisfaction, they think it's bootylicious.
You got it.
Yeah.
See, the problem is, Phil...
Look, am I living in another parallel universe, or is this called Uplifting Email?
It's Uplifting Email.
And when he reads an email that says I'm a dick brain...
I was uplifted.
Who's the guy that's supposed to be uplifted here?
Well, Bud was uplifted.
Aren't I supposed to be uplifted? Not Bud. I'm the guy that gets uplifted.
Well, I got uplifted on this one.
That's two in a row you get to be uplifted on, and I don't get to be uplifted on anything.
Just because nobody and nothing uplifted to say to you, only for me, don't blame me.
Well, I just had a couple of emails in a row where they're uplifting him, not you.
Well, how about a couple where they uplift me?
Do you work on that, Bud?
Yeah, I'll look around. It's going to be tough.
Oh, well, gee, don't strain yourself, man. How many emails we get a day?
I don't know, like... Four.
Four?
Yeah.
And how many of them like me?
In how many weeks?
Just each day.
None.
Look at that, Phil. You're going to have to do something to make people like you. I'm going to go get uplifted by my wife, so I'll see you guys later.
Now, wait a second, David.
Phil Hendry.